Hi, James from Ingvid. I'm just looking at the lesson I'm going to teach you today. Some of you will find it so hard and so difficult, and others too hard and too difficult. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with something basic, and then we'll begin the lesson. Right, Mr. E? He's back too. To and so. Two words in English that are so simple and so basic, yet so misunderstood. Much like my love for puppies. Anyway, okay, when we talk about to and so, there's the idea of something being more. There's something extra. And this is right. When you say so, you usually mean, you'll hear most people say it for about size. So big, so tall, so small. And they want to talk about the size of thing and really make it strong to you, tell you it's not normal, it's more than you think. And when they usually use to, it's the same idea, but they usually use it in more of a negative way of thinking. So if you really want to think of it, think of so with a smile, and it's positive. So when you want to say something and you really like it so much, so much, so much, see? Use S for smile, smiley face, and use to. And think of to, because this to has two O's on it. Think to, that's too many O's. I only need one. I only need one. That was the wrong finger. I only need one O. And because I only need one O, there's too many things. So it's more than I want. That help? Okay. Now I'm going to warn you. That's the basic understanding. So if you're following and you got that, that's good. If not, go back, watch this part of the video again, listen to what I said, and then the rest of this is going to make a lot of sense. Now for the rest of you, it's party time, okay? So let's go. Two. Let's start off with two. Notice two is in red. Why is two in red? Well, it's in red because red is usually blood, which is usually negative. In saying that, I want you to understand that two in this case is more than you want, need, or is allowable. I use some big words there, allowable. You are able to do something. But more than you need, more than you want, or desire. Excessive. That's what this word means. Excessive means more, too much. Notice the water coming into the cup, it's coming out. Well, there's too much. Cool. All right. More than. So that's what we mean here. Give you two examples. James usually talks too fast, so I don't understand him. That's true. That means I speak so fast that most of the information you want, you can't get. It's too fast. It's gone by and you can't get it back. What's another thing excessive? Well, in Saudi Arabia, it's too hot for me. Excessive. It's 50 degrees, man. It's like cooking yourself. You don't go to get a tan there. You go to cook yourself, okay? It's excessive, more than you want. But every once in a while, small once in a while, I can only even think of two examples to give you. That's the truth. Two can be positive. Remember I said it's usually negative in the red? It can be positive. I'll give you an example. You're too kind. You come and see me every time I put a video out. Oh, I love you. And what I mean by that is you're very kind. It's very nice of you to do this. I'm not saying it's too much. It's not. It's very nice of you. And sometimes, well, if you're on a subway and you come visit Canada or you see a British person and they say, would you like my chair? You can say, you're too generous. I almost want to say no because your generosity is too much. Much. But in this case, once again, it's very positive. Smiley face. Not like this guy, sad mouth. Smiley. Okay? Before we forget, don't forget, to is an adverb because it can modify adverbs, and other adjectives and verbs. Cool? All right. Now, finally, this is the interesting one. To. Notice I said there's one, two O's. It's because two is enough, but then we add on another O, and it's two, because we mean in addition. Addition comes from the base add. It means you add something to something else. Example. Mr. E likes cake, and I like it too. One plus one, more than one, right? Now we can use this with an object, cake, or a verb. He went, and I went too. Notice how two follows went? Because I'm saying additionally, adding on. You like that? Good. We've covered two and excessive, and it's usually, let's quickly go over it. Well, not too quickly. I'm using it again. See, I said not too quickly, not excessively. Two means excessive, and excessive, as we know, is more than you need or want. Two can be positive. Very few cases, right? Very kind, very generous are the ones that come to my mind right away. And finally, two is as well, because we have 1-0 plus two. Just like the number two has one plus one, it means in addition or an additionally. And look, we also have two, an object or a verb it can be used for. Easy to remember, right? Good. Now, I told you two and so get confused. I'm going to tell you how they're similar, and that's why this diagram has this funny part where it's red and blue, but we're going to work specifically on so now. Are you ready? So let's go. All right. So, what does so mean? So la ti do. Well, we're not singing, but what we're trying to get at is extent. Extent. And because it's an adverb and we use it, we'll use it with things like quickly or shortly, right? So I'm using it again. So. It's got to be an important word, right? For instance, I can say he speaks so quickly, it's hard to understand him. Notice how it differs. I said too was excessive. Excessive meant too much. The water was coming out. So means to an extent, how much, how fast. And it means like very in its own way. You like that one? Okay. What about another one? So quietly. Well, she moved so quietly, nobody noticed. It's not too quietly. It's so quietly. And we're saying very, how much, how quietly. You like that? Good. So we have two examples now. So quickly and so quietly. And they mean to what extent and how much. Extent is like a measurement. It's a measurement. And that's what this means, like the maximum or the minimum of something. Extent. To what extent did they do this? All right. Now, I have to explain something to you. When we said so and to are similar, similar is a special word because it means same, but there is a difference. And now I have to teach you what that difference is, right? In this case, they're the same because, and this is where the diagram meets, extremely and excessive are usually the very far end of something. So when something's extremely hot, it's meaning like there's hot, and then there's hot, and it's so hot. When it's too hot, it means here's the limit, and you go past it, okay? Do you remember this? Too, excessive, too much. So is the measurement. And when we say it this way for extremely, which means emphasis, we usually mean on the maximum part, the furthest part. I'll give you an example. The soup was so hot, I had to leave it and eat it an hour later. It's not that it was too hot, I could never eat it. It was just so hot, I gotta wait. I wait 10 minutes. It's okay now. It's so hot. But you know what? The soup was so good, I asked for a second bowl. Emphasis, it was so good, I loved it, right? And my girlfriend is so hot, you want to go see her. Yeah, that's right. I know, some of you ask if I'm married, I got a girlfriend. I got a cat. That's right, a cat who is so annoying, I want to get a woman. But that's another issue, see? Emphasis, okay? Emphasis is extremely in this case. Now, we talked about where they're the same, and I told you about excessive and extremely. And that's how they share this strange area here. But once again, they have separate circles for a reason. So is positive, smiley face. But so also has a meaning that two doesn't have, and that's conjunction. Conjunction. Conjunction means to put things together. And you know what this is because of the special word and. And is a conjunction or but. It's a big fancy word for saying putting two ideas together, right? That's how we make complex sentences. So in this case, conjunction. And when we use it, we actually mean thus or therefore. You hear these in these big books, you know. The books with usually 500 pages, they charge you $100. They have to put words, therefore, he said to the people, thus we shall walk. Yeah, if you know, recognize that voice, it's from the Batman movie, the last installment. Great. So great. Emphasis mine, you got to see it. Two, that one. All right, conjunction. I wasn't feeling well, so I went to the doctor. It's not extremely extent. It's saying, I wasn't feeling well, so I had to go to the doctor. I bring the two ideas together. Okay? How about this one? It was cold out, so I got my jacket. I got my jacket because it was cold. I want to bring these ideas together. I don't have to say and, which is the normal conjunction. I can say so. All right. And finally, I think this video is over. I think so. No, not quite. But here's the example of truth. A lot of times you're going to hear Canadians say, I think so, or I thought so. And what they're telling you is not conjunction, not extent, not extremely. They're actually trying to tell you, I thought it was true. Was it raining yesterday? I thought so. Did he bring the book? I think so. I believe or I think it's true. Okay. You like that? I do. Mr. E and I would like you to learn some more. So, okay, conjunction. Come to this special place, www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com, where you can learn about this lesson on so and to, and you know what? There's another one that you can study too. It's on like either or, so go see. You'll see it for yourself, okay? Good. Listen, I hope you learned some stuff so we can teach you some more, and I'd like you to come back. Bring a friend too. See, I used it, all right? Have a good one.